Hello, hello, hello. It's Wednesday night, and you know what that means. That's right. You're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. I'm Captain Quality, and this is My Two Cents. Now we're back on the air tonight. It's Wednesday, October 12th. I'm loving it. Beautiful night out. You know, I have no complaints right now, honestly. Just a lot of stuff to talk about. Some cool stuff going on. Got DJ Royal in the studio with us. She's going to be joining us later. She's over here grinning cheek to cheek right now, as usual. But so a quick recap of what we talked about last week. You know, on the show, My Two Cents, I like to discuss, you know, current topics and toss in, of course, you know, Captain Quality Two Cents into them, because let's be real, that's what everyone really wants to hear. So last week, I decided to take a little turn away from the original Captain Quality, the norm stuff, and I talked a little bit about, you know, a couple of video game type topics with a good guest of mine named Jasmine, a good friend of mine. Talked about No Man's Sky and a little bit of Pokemon. Then second half of the show, teammate Spencer of mine came on, talked a little bit about preseason basketball and transactions in the preseason, and a little bit of predictions for the upcoming season, the NBA. And the NBA starts in, you know, less than 3 weeks, actually more like 2.5 weeks. So it's kind of a big deal. And as a big basketball fan, I think I'm pretty pumped about that. And of course, in this area, living with, you know, every Warrior fan ever made up here. So it's just kind of a hassle. So again, not a Warrior guy, but, you know, I'm excited for basketball season. Excited to yet again watch all these Warrior fans be disappointed. So I'm going to start off the show again by talking about some celebrity birthdays. Because it's third week in a row I'm doing it. I'm starting to dig it. Celebrity birthday is kind of a new thing I want to do, keeping it going. So today, you know, October 12th, really not a huge day. Like, I looked it up, like, not a lot of, I guess not celebrities I know personally, just one. That's Hugh Jackman. Of course, you may know him as Wolverine. I mean, one of the Australian actor, big name guy. I mean, most famous for probably Wolverine. But also, just on the topic of Hugh Jackman, a movie that I watched of his and super, like, underrated, just, like, I feel like it's a very low-key movie, is Prisoners. And he's just like the father. He's just like the father. Just a regular dad. Like, he's not jacked or yoked or anything. Like, he isn't like the X-Men movies. And Prisoners, I advise you to see. I mean, it's kind of like a darker type movie, but super, super suspenseful. Really good. It's about two daughters that are two girls that are friends, two families, two daughters, and they get, you know, abducted. And Hugh Jackman's on, you know, he's on the quest to find them. And it's really, really powerful, really strong, dark, you know, suspenseful movie. And I suggest all of you watch it. Jake Gyllenhaal, I believe, is in it also. He's a detective. Again, like, two big-name guys in a movie that I'm sure, like, not a lot of people have heard of. And when I had watched it, the first time I watched it was 2 years ago, actually, in 2014. And even then, when my friends at school were like, hey, let's watch this movie. Like, we were all in the common room. Let's watch a movie. We all had, like, you know, our pajamas on, our blankets, you know, and some popcorn. And they wanted to watch Prisoner. And I'd literally never heard of it. And I watched it that night, and I thought it was one of the greatest films I'd ever seen. It was just so good. And again, I'm not that into dark, you know, suspenseful type movies at all. It's quite the contrary. I'm more of a comedic person. But I thought the movie was so well done that Jackman and Gyllenhaal just really nailed it. And now Melissa Leo, older actress, is also in it too, award-winning actress. She plays a big role in the movie as well. So again, Hugh Jackman's birthday today, along with Josh Hutcherson, a movie actor, and Dusty Rhodes, for all of you wrestling fans out there. You know, rest in peace to Dusty, who died last year. Dusty Rhodes' birthday is today, October 12th, so happy birthday shout-out to them. And a happy birthday shout-out to whoever's birthday it is today. And if you're listening on your birthday, you're doing something right. I wish you a happy birthday. All right, so today's topics of discussion. We got, you know, Oregon. We're going to talk about a bakery up in Oregon being accused of racism. You know, of course, of all things, you know, a bakery being called racist. We have a lot of Donald Trump, you know, him and his quote-unquote sexist comments, and I'll toss in the air quotes, and we'll talk about that later. More Colin Kaepernick news, and a couple fun Halloween topics I want to talk about, just because, you know, Halloween, believe it or not, it's right around the corner. You know, we're almost halfway done with October, believe it. I mean, it's as crazy as it seems, it's the 12th, not quite the halfway marker, but, I mean, by this time next week, it'll be, like, over the halfway, and it'll just be like, oh, Halloween's around the corner. And October is, honestly, it's Halloween month. Like, what else is going to happen? Like, I mean, October is pretty much the countdown till the 31st. And that's when Halloween. So, cool Halloween costumes. Honestly, that, like, Halloween topics that reflect what's happened thus far in 2016. And it was really cool to me when I saw this article pop up on 2016's most popular adult Halloween costumes. And adult doesn't necessarily mean, like, sexual at all. It just means, like, costumes for, like, adult-sized people that are adults. kind of that could be taken like, oh, adult, like an adult film. It's like, no, that's not what it means. It means like adult, like, you know, like a 20-year-old's gonna wear it, not necessarily gonna be like a sexually, you know, like a suggestive costume. I mean, some of them are, but you know, not all of them, of course. So first topic I want to discuss, I found super interesting, and I was going through my script, and I'm going through news articles I want to find and talk about that are worthy of, you know, my 2 cents, because, you know, not every, you know, news article is worthy of the Captain Quality 2 cents. And I saw this online, you know, my roommate from Oregon, and a lot of my teammates are from Oregon as well, and I saw this. It says, Oregon bakery shop accused of racism, and the reason why is almost, it's comedic almost, it's just crazy. That people people nowadays, in my opinion, are so sensitive. And the reason this bakery was being accused of being racist was because they were selling an Oreo cupcake and they named it, you know, Mr. President. Of course Barack Obama being the president right now, and like people are freaking out calling it racist because Barack Obama is in fact, you know, half white, you know, half, you know, African American. Of course, the Oreo being a white dark, you know, cookie, you know, it's black and white pretty much. And honestly, I when I saw this article, I was like, are you kidding me? Like, that's, it's being a cupcake shop in Oregon's being called racist over this. And I just thought it was just so like absurd, because it's almost like funny to me. It's clever, I think, because it's, I mean, like, these people are obviously creative. An Oreo cookie, it's funny. Like, I mean, Oreo, one of the biggest, probably the biggest cookie name in the world, and they call the cupcake Mr. President. And it's just like, if you were to go into the, you know, a cupcake shop and say, hey, I want a Mr. President, I mean, you're going to get an Oreo cupcake. I think that's hysterical. But that's innovative, it's creative, and I can't see why it would be called racist. But, like, of course, it blew up all over the internet as a racist cupcake shop. And on with me tonight is DJ Royal, who's been such a, you know, she's been so great with coming on to talk about, you know, these various topics with me. And just, like, me and her have a really good back and forth. We could honestly talk for hours if need be. Really good friend of mine, and like she gives me a lot of perspective on various topics, just like I do with her. And so, DJ Royal, I'm super glad to have you back on. I know you just finished your show, so it's quite, you know.
Thanks, guys.
No, it's super great that she's on here with us. She's taking time out of her day, you know, prior to, you know, before our Target run later.
Yeah, yeah, our
Target runs.
Target runs.
Seriously, yeah, they're big. They're big time.
Yeah, Captain Quality and I go to Target like maybe like 3 times a week at least.
We've been going frequently.
Yeah, we haven't gone a lot lately.
Like, we've been going a lot. It's a blast though.
You can do anything in Target. It's like a wonderland.
No,
but
Target's been, yeah, so like I mean we've been going to Target a lot. It's a lot of fun. So we're going actually
it's a great
show.
Time.
So we're just hanging out right now. Like, we're just super just hanging out, chilling in the studio. But so DJ Royal, again, you've been on my show, you know, at least a couple times talking about various issues with me, and not necessarily because they're race issues. Of course, you have a different perspective on it being, I mean, I don't want to say it, but I mean, being like, quote unquote, an Oreo, based on what the article is saying for Barack Obama, you would qualify as that, you know, Oreo type figure. And like, so when I said this to you before the show started, you kind of gave me like a funny, like shocked look. It wasn't like an angry look, it was like a funny shock, like, oh my gosh, that's so racist. But like, going on into that, so, based off just the article and stuff, that when I say Oregon bakery shop accused of racism over Oreo cupcake, name Mr. President, in your mind, like, what's your instant, like,
thought? In my mind, I'm like, okay, this is probably, like, you know, white mom and pop type of Oregon shop, which not, I've been to Oregon, and it's definitely not a racist place at all, but I was like, you know, that's kind of stretching it a bit.
Really? Okay, that's funny to me.
But...
Okay. No, it's just funny that you said that, just because, I mean, I personally don't think that the race really matters, because it's not like they're saying, like, oh, this cupcake sucks, and we're calling it Mr. President because it's, like, you know, it's an Oreo cupcake.
So true, like, yeah, they're not, the Oreo cupcake,
and
it's
of course,
Mr. President.
No, of course, they're not, like, saying, oh, yeah, like, here's our crappy cupcake. I'm just saying, like,
honor of Brock.
Yeah, so I don't think, honestly, like, the race really factored into it, but I know that for, you said, like, yeah, I expect it to be, like, a white mom and pop, which is, like, of course, understandable. I know, I mean, Oregon's definitely, I know I have friends in Oregon, but it's not nearly as diverse as, you know, me and you grew up, I'm sure. Like, I grew up in Los Angeles, one of the most diverse areas in the country. But, and again, Oregon, you can't really qualify somewhere as a racist place, and Oregon definitely is not even close to be qualified as a racist place.
Oh, but, not at all.
But, again, so, like, I remember I looked the look on your face when I told you that, the owners of the store, this it's fat cup. It's called Fat Cupcakes in Portland, Oregon. They're African American.
I know you told me that. Yeah, and that's crazy. My perspective changed because I was like, you know what? It's not racist anymore because it's kind of a joke, because they are also African American, and it's kind of just like poking fun.
But of course,
laughing with.
I like that you said that because. That's funny how your view changed because it was a white. You thought, hey, it's a white family, so like if I were to become out selling cupcakes, of course I mean being half white, but I'm lighter skinned. If I were to come out to, you know, the cafeteria with Oreo cupcakes and say, hey, we call these Mr. Presidents, what would you assume the reaction would be?
I mean, I'd probably be like, wow, you know, that's definitely clever and funny, but...
I looked at this.
There's, like, an underlying, like...
Really?
No, I think that's kind of messed up.
I'm glad you're saying that, because, I mean, it's because I'm glad we have this, like, it's, like, one of the few things we don't necessarily, like, overly agree on. Because, like, for me, I looked at it, it's, like, I feel like everyone, it's just kind of, like, people are just getting kind of sensitive just because, like... Again, they're not bashing on the president cupcake. They're just saying like, "Oh, we're calling it Mr. President." They're not.
It is funny. It's super creative. Like,
I think it is. I think regardless hearing of that, the I'm race,
like, that like, is so funny. Like they made the Oreo cupcake and they were trying to figure out what to call it.
I personally think. I mean, as long as there was no like negative connotation towards the cupcake. As long as there's no negative connotation towards the cupcake, I feel like the name Mr. President, it's funny. And I think regardless of the cupcake owners being
shot.
I'm going to talk about how popular it became. That's why the article was so big online. But getting back to that, I feel like, you know, I mean, in my opinion, my two cents, regardless of the owner's race of the shop, I feel like, I mean, as long as there's no negative connotation, they're not saying, you know, not dropping any N-bombs at all. They're not dropping any like hate on Obama. I just think it's funny. It's not a hurtful jab at Barack Obama. It's saying, hey, like our president's half black, half white. And according to the owner,
it's playful.
And a lot of Yelp reviewers that were trying to defend the shop that were after they were called racist were saying like, hey, like Barack Obama's favorite cookies, Oreos. Obviously, like that's not easily fact checkable to see what kind of cookies that enjoys.
unless
he came out and said, hey, like I like Oreos, guys. But I don't know very many people that don't like Oreos, but anyway, regardless of Barack Obama's favorite cookie, I mean, that I don't even think that should be a factor, just because I still think it's hysterical. I think it's clever. I think it's funny. I like Barack Obama. I think the cupcake idea is funny. So Angelica Hayes, who's the owner of the Portland shop, you know, of course African-American. And her statement was that, how can it be racist? I'm black. And I feel like that comment, it's like, yeah, but there's definitely a double standard there. Like, I feel like it's, like, again, my opinion, if she was white, I honestly don't think it would be, it shouldn't be viewed as, like, an uproar of racism, just because she's not saying, hey, like, you know, full black people can't eat the cupcake because it's an Oreo cupcake, or full white people can't eat it, or it's like, you know what I mean? It's just like, I feel like there's so much just like sensitivity around the subject now. It's just like every person wants to make every little thing like
a racist.
It's a racist thing. Yeah. I mean, again, like, you know what I mean?
I completely agree. Especially like, I don't know if it's just this year or the past couple of years, but every, like, it doesn't matter what you do, like, someone out there is gonna, that's racist.
It's because,
like,
I feel like people,
if you check your mail in the morning, they're a racist.
Yeah, it's like, people want to take offense to stuff. They want to put pieces together that aren't there and take offense to things there's no need to take offense about.
Yeah, what you just said, they want to put pieces together that aren't, like, that's so true.
Yeah, I mean, yeah,
like,
but,
people,
I mean,
are,
okay,
grasping,
well, you're, okay,
defiant,
well, you,
stories.
You, for example, and be completely honest, because, like, you don't have to agree with me, but did you take any offense if being this cupcake being called an Oreo cupcake?
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, yeah, like, like Barack Obama, our president, I am, like, mixed race.
Yeah.
Black and white. And I've been called that before, and it's just, like, it's just a joke. It's just funny. Like, it's kind of like, I mean, it's not, like, it's not really a vulgar term. It's just all in fun.
Yeah, I don't even hear the term Oreo describing a mixed, you know, person of mixed races between African American and white. I rarely hear it. I just thought it was funny that that's brought up. Because
you never really hear that anymore.
Yeah, I've never heard anyone come up to you or like anyone of my friends who's mixed race and be like, hey, like that kid's Oreo, like he's an Oreo. Like I've never.
Yeah, that happened to me when I was like little, but yeah, it really hasn't happened to me like in my adult life.
And even then, it's just like, it's not like they're dropping like, you know, God forbid they're dropping like N bombs or anything, or hey, like
exactly,
or someone's trying to like say, oh, you're mixed, that's gross. Like no one, it's like.
Yeah, it's just a joke. They're not like playful
for layman's terms. They're not like poo pooing on the fact that Barack Obama's half black. They're just saying like, hey, it's funny because Oreos are black and white, and Obama's black and white.
Yeah, like this is Mr. President.
So
you know?
Do you think someone of, and I wish we had someone of full African American descent on the show, but what would you say to someone who took offense to this, who happened to be, you know, half black or full African or full black?
You know, I would just say, like, I mean, at the end of the day, like, it is an African-American run cupcake shop, and our president is black, and it's just
and he's
funny.
White, people forget about. He's white also.
He's half white. I mean, yeah, so.
People forget about that, and again, that goes back to just judging someone by their character, not by their skin color.
Exactly.
It's like, you know.
It's not something to be concerned about.
I've got nothing wrong with Barack Obama. Again, like, I was a fan of his 8 years ago when he was running. Of course, I was a lot younger, but regardless, I have no hate towards, you know, Barack Obama at all. But I can't imagine Barack Obama causing an uproar if a cupcake was named, you know, Mr. President.
Exactly. Yeah, I can picture him. He'd probably laugh and, like, want to try it. And like,
I wouldn't be surprised if in a couple of days we see, like, a thing saying,
yeah, like
Barack Obama travels to Oregon, yeah, exactly, and like buys a Mr. President, you know, the cupcake. The
buys
Oreo
like a dozen Mr.
I mean,
President.
It'd be hysterical. Like that's funny. Like that's someone who knows. Like it's just like it's not meant to hurt anyone. This wasn't. These people didn't make this cupcake. Say, oh yeah, let's bash on, you know, non-full white people or like non-full full black people. It's like it's
exactly
not,
like it's just like
I'm not gonna bash on people.
It's so harmless, and I can totally just picture them. They're in the shop, and they're coming up with a clever name for cupcakes.
No, of course. And the funny thing is,
because that's all
yeah.
in the fun of it too. You go to a cupcake shop,
no, of course,
like that,
like, if I
they have
a cupcake
cool
shop,
crazy
and
names.
They got funny
like,
names for things. Like,
yeah,
they're not like. I think
it's not just like chocolate chip. Like,
exactly.
It's like
no,
fun.
So,
like it's something.
That's so no. That's so true. I love like it's like yeah. It's not just chocolate chip. Well, yeah. That's it's like Ben and Jerry's. So they name all their ice creams funny stuff, like, you know, Cherry Garcia, like, play on words and funny stuff
funny
like that, like,
names.
Fish food,
yeah,
you know, and this, I mean, I could go all night with Ben and Jerry's ice cream, but, anyway, so, like, I think, yeah, you made a great point there, is like, you go into this cupcake shop, and it catches your eye, it's, like, it's a good marketing move, and it's a good business move by them, again, not, like, putting any harm in anyone, it's just, like, it's funny, not trying to cause offense, so, this cupcake became so popular, actually, it's still the number one seller as of right now. But,
oh my God,
but because of the
awesome.
Uproar, this is the kind of part that sucks, though. Because of the uproar, they had to change the name of it.
No.
They called it The Professional. Which just kind of doesn't even make sense.
I'm not going to go into a cupcake shop and buy The Professional cupcake. I want to buy Mr. President.
Like, it's like, why is it professional? Because it's half black, half white? Like, that brings up more controversy
than
Mr. President. It's like, why is he The Professional? Because, like, why can't a full black guy be professional? Why can't the full white guy be the professional? Like, not that I'm going to go in there and make a scene about a cupcake.
Yeah.
But, like,
it's
still not offensive. But, like, if anything, it causes more of a discrepancy than the Mr. President one, because the Mr. President name makes total sense.
Yeah, and funny. I think they should have just stood by it because that causes more controversy too. It's like why did you change the name? Like
it's like I think that she just like fell into that and she's like, yeah, yeah. Like how is it racist? And like again you have to look at it from like a standpoint of if people are hassling you about it, like you don't wanna I think Angelica Hayes, you know, she made the safe move, I guess, in her view, which of course it is. And,
and it's like she's also a business owner. She has to take that into consideration.
Yeah, of course. She just made the safe move. I think, I mean, personally, no one's going to shut her down because the cupcake's called Mr. President. Like, that's not going to happen.
Oh, not at all.
You're not going to get shut down because it's called, I think she just made, like, a publicity move. Just saying, hey, like, don't worry, like, cool down. We're changing it. But I think it brings up a lot of topics just on race and sensitivity just because, like, you know, it's, again, it's a cupcake not causing any harm.
Yeah, it's harmless. It's
and
all
I think
in fun.
And another reason why I think the store Fat Cupcakes received so much heat is because apparently they're known for like giving funny names to their cupcakes. Okay, apparently they used to have a cupcake, and the article didn't discuss what was on the kind of cupcake it was, but it was called the Intern.
The Intern.
And they said, some Yelp reviewer said it was poking fun at, you know, Monica Lewinsky.
Oh, God. That's a whole nother can
of worms. But, like, even so, like, I mean, I would love, it didn't say, like, what was on, you know, the, you know, this the Intern cupcake.
Monica Lewinsky cupcake.
I still think that's still funny.
Yeah, it's like, hilarious.
They're not calling it, you know, like, you know, the pardon my French, or the slut or anything. They're not saying that word. Or like the hussy at all. They're not calling it that, or like the Lewinsky, or like, you know, the home wrecker. They're not giving it to them, like, they're just calling it the Intern. And it's just like, it's funny to me that this was proven, like, that she got heat from that. You know, Hayes, owner of Fat Cupcakes, got heat for calling a cupcake, you know, the Intern.
That's crazy to me. It's people, like, you're so right. People will find reasons to make a scene, to cause an uproar.
And it baffles me that it's just that's the world we live in now, where people can't, I mean, you can't even make a simple little joke anymore without
exactly, without someone taking it way too personally.
And it's like, I feel like, are you really going to get that upset about it? I mean, it's a cupcake. And, like, and speaking of the cupcakes, Fat Cupcakes, located in Portland, Oregon City, you know, in Portland, Oregon. Check them out. I haven't been there, but if you're ever in the area, if I'm ever back in the area, I'm definitely going to go check it out.
Yeah, if I'm ever out there, I'm giving this place a shout out. You know,
speaking of which, I actually just pulled up their menu, and you can take a look at this too.
Oh,
and they got funny names. They got funny names for all their cupcakes. Look at that.
Johnson Chicken.
Chocolate Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, Peanut Butter Buttercream Cupcake. It's called the Charlie Brown.
That's
funny.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Like, that's
funny. They got the best.
A hot mess.
What's that? Cream cheese, sausage. It's like a breakfast meal. Yeah.
Oh, that looks good.
Their best seller is called a Suit and Tie, and it's chocolate and white sea salt with caramel buttercream and caramel. All these names are funny. Like the Mona Lisa, white strawberry vanilla buttercream. That's funny.
Like the Boss Hog.
Which what is that? Oh, Boss Hog. It's another meal, non cupcake item. That's funny. Look, there it is. The Professional, right there. That's the one that got changed from the president.
Oh,
Mr. President. It's white Oreo cookies and cream, and buttercream. And it's just that's the president.
The grandfather clock.
And I'm looking at all these, and there's funny names for all of them.
Yeah, they're fun.
Like,
they make you want to, oh, what's on that cupcake?
Yeah, like, I'm glad there's little descriptions. Like,
they want to eat that cupcake.
It's not just called the Charlie Brown for fun. It's got, you know, chocolate. It's got the peanut butter cup and the butterscotch for the coloring. And it's got the little design.
Yeah, exactly.
On the cupcake, you can't see it. If you want to check out fatcupcake.com, it's got the little squiggly, like the Charlie Brown t-shirt. It's funny.
Like, yeah, we're looking at the website right now.
It looks great. I mean, I'm getting a little hungry
now. I'm getting real hungry looking at this. These look. Everyone, check it out.
Again, like I'm never been here at all. But again, funny names for all this stuff. Like, it's a creative, you know, it's a creative technique. They don't just say, like you said, it's not just called chocolate chip.
Yeah.
They're not just going, hey, here's a chocolate cupcake with frosting. They make these unique cupcakes. And they give them unique names to go along with it, which is, like, awesome to me.
Yeah, it's adding personality. And they're making a cupcake that's not just your average cupcake. You're walking into the shop with higher expectations. You're not getting a cupcake from Safeway. You're getting a cupcake from, Fat Cupcake.
Yeah. Like, it's funny. The name's funny. Like,
the name and the cupcake itself. Yeah, it's unique.
And so it baffles me that there's such an uproar about it. And, like, what's funny to me is that I don't think this place is... I mean, it looks like a great place, but I asked my roommate, you know, born and raised in Oregon, I said, hey, you ever heard of Fat Cupcake? He said, no, I've never heard of it, never been there. I was like, really? So this there's only two locations, Oregon City and Southeast Portland.
Okay.
So it's like, it's not a huge name. Apparently, it's not a huge name place. It's not like a cupcake chain. So it's definitely, yeah, like it says, it's privately owned by Angelica Hayes. And it's just, they're doing something right. I think, I mean, I would love nothing more than to have a skill where I can make delicious food and then name it. The naming is, like, the fun part, I feel like.
Yeah, that's, like, one of the, like, best parts.
It's creative. Like, she's able to express her creativity not only in the making of the cupcakes, but the naming of it, too.
Exactly. And the name goes along with what's in it. It's, like, the cupcake has its own personality.
So I just thought, Yellow Submarine. White banana cream, you know, and banana buttercream. It's going to be a little yellow. It's got some white cream on it.
Yeah, exactly.
But you don't see, like, you know, like, Beatles fans freaking out. That's called the Yellow Submarine.
Yeah, like, oh, no, how dare you name this cupcake Yellow Submarine.
Like, oh, my God. Like, it's crazy. And, like, they got some, like, the regular meals. Like, they got breakfast stuff, like the dancing chicken. It's a biscuit with chicken and gravy on it. And then what's funny, at the end of that description, it says biscuit, chicken and country gravy. Then it says, "Enough said."
See, yeah, that's fun. It's not conventional.
It's not normal. It's funny. And it's crazy to me that you know, and right there on the website, it's called the professional now. That cupcake received such heat, and as being called Mr. President, you know, and that's it's crazy that's where we live in now, where that's gotta happen, you know, where something's gotta, people have to get so sensitive to the fact that a business owner can't name her own cupcake what she wants to.
Exactly.
That was, it's like, dude, it's like, she made her own cupcake.
Yeah, when you say it in those words.
Yeah, it's the same thing with, like, people letting, you know, like, a Colin Kaepernick take a knee at the national anthem. That's his right. I don't agree with it, but whatever. Like, I didn't sign a petition to make him stop.
Yeah, like, you don't see Captain Quality with a loudspeaker, you know,
bashing
protesting.
Kaepernick. Yeah. You know, again, but, like, it's I can't even picture that. Exactly. The loudspeaker part I could, not the, I couldn't bash him on the loudspeaker, but I could totally see myself with the loudspeaker.
Actually, yeah, I can see
the loudspeaker running around, for sure.
Calling people out.
Just like, oh, I could totally do that. That's so funny. But here's some stuff, there's no pictures of these items right here, but they've got stuff called the Marilyn Monroe. It's got, you know, it's a white cupcake with Marlon Berry filling and vanilla buttercream. That's funny, it's a play on words with the berry and the Monroe part. And it's white, you know, white people are freaking out. It's like, oh, why is it called Marilyn Monroe?
Yeah, like no one's offended by the Marilyn Monroe.
It's like, and not even, you know, they'd say, oh, but she's a black owner. She's calling her a white, you know, figure. And I'd say, no, like, it's funny.
Yeah, like it's just a funny name.
That grandfather clock, and they got bubblegum. I mean, these are all funny names. Oh, the proposal.
Oh, the proposal. Oh, that's cute.
White cake, raspberry filling, and vanilla butter. Okay, I like that.
See how perfect. Yeah,
it's like... I mean, I give a shout out to Mrs. Hayes and her fat cupcake, you know, because, like, if I was in Oregon, I'm heading right there now to try a cupcake.
True.
I'm getting hungry talking about it.
Drive there right now.
Yeah.
Road trip.
Oh, I wish. Yeah, honestly. But again, yeah, fat cupcake. They received a lot of heat today being called, you know, racist. And then that's just, that's baffling to me. That, again, going back to the race topic, I mean, I love talking about, I can talk about cupcakes for days, especially these cupcakes. And I still can't process the fact that it's such a, you know, people are gonna make such an uproar and such a big deal about something small like this. Like, this was a trending Facebook article.
Yeah, that's crazy. It was
trending.
That's insane.
It was like a huge deal to people that they're gonna talk about it. A store being called racist. I'm like, are you kidding? They called it racist because they didn't name the cupcake Mr. President. It's got the buttercream in there. It's got the chocolate. It's funny. Like, it's not even satirical. It's just, like, they're not trying to hide the fact that it's called Mr. President. Like, they know what they're doing. Like, she knows what she's doing.
Oh, yeah. She knows for sure.
No, of course.
Yeah,
she knew what she was doing.
Like,
she didn't just say, oh, it's called Mr. President because there just happens to be Oreos in it. Like no. It's funny. She did it on purpose. And, like, I still can't believe that people are going to get just, it's an uproar. They're going to cause an uproar because it's called Mr. President. Like,
over a cupcake.
It mirrors what our country is facing right now, where, you know, of course there's still issues going on, but right now with all these different movements happening, you know, with it's almost like this racial divide that doesn't need to be there right now.
Yeah, people, of course, like, it is a touchy subject and it's sensitive.
No, of course.
And there are cases of racism that we are seeing. Clearly, like, we all know, we see it on the news, but something so tiny like a cupcake name, like, people,
but even
you're
going,
finding
yeah.
reasons
but even going
to
back
make
to the news thing
racist.
Though I mean, going back to the news thing, you look up, like, stats, like, the reason you see so much of the, you know, African-American person get shot on the news is because that's what they want to show, that's what's going to get the reaction. Like,
exactly.
If a cupcake place can get this reaction over the, like, that's why they're not going to broadcast, you know, a white cop on white kid shooting, because it's not gonna create the uproar.
Yeah, if it's like white on white, black on black, oh well.
Yeah, exactly. That's
not
the thing.
Be
it's still a big deal, but again, it's not televised. People aren't riding over it, but, like, I mean,
yeah,
it just mirrors this exact situation where we have, like, you know, people causing an uproar. And I'm sure it's not just black people. I'm sure it's people. But it's more than just African Americans that's gonna call this place racist. But it's people that want to make this scene and want to cause this trouble that doesn't need to be there. You have to
exactly,
understand, like,
yeah,
there's this much uproar.
Yeah,
it's unnecessary trouble. Like, it's like the media just, they're trying to take jabs and just, they're trying to stir the pot.
They're asking for more issues.
Yeah, they're creating more issues. More stories. I feel like I see. It's like, yeah, they say, hey, this black guy, this white guy. They say the race before they even finish like reading the title of the article.
Yeah, nowadays. It's like, it's just, we're all people.
Yeah, exactly. That's a great point. I love that we can just like end on that little part right there. So again, Fat Cupcakes in Oregon, check them out. We're going to take a quick five right now. I love that we were able to talk about this for so long. Coming up, though, we've got Trump news and sexist comments. And then getting back to some more fun stuff, we've got Halloween topics to talk about. This year's top 2016 Halloween costumes and top candies. Stay tuned. You're on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu, listening to My Two Cents with Captain Quality, featuring DJ Royal. See you in a bit.
Like 10,000 spoons when all you need is a knife. It's meeting the man of my dreams, meeting his beautiful husband. And isn't it ironic? Don't you think? A little too ironic, and yeah, I really do.
Welcome back. It's Wednesday night, and you know what that means. That's right. You're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. I'm Captain Quality, and this is My Two Cents. So for those of you loyal listeners who were just tuning in with us a couple minutes ago, you heard me and DJ Royal discuss the Oregon Bakery Shop being accused of racism over their Oreo cupcake named Mr. President. Had a very long and meaningful discussion about that. A lot of good stuff was said. And now, leaning forward, we're not going to talk too much. I don't want to stay too heated on the Trump and the sexist comments. We'll brief over that because I still want to get to our fun Halloween stuff. So we'll take a quick, like, 10 minutes or so, tops, And so you've been hearing about the Trump, you know, the video that was released, where, you know, years ago he was caught saying, you know, oh yeah, like with he used to run these beauty pageants, Donald Trump did, and he was caught saying like, oh yeah, like when you're famous, you can do whatever you want, you can grab him by the pee, like, you know, the pee for those of you folks out there, I think you can kind of guess what I'm referring to. When I say like grab it, you can.
Yeah.
No, you know what I mean. And like, he was caught on video. I don't know how the video is even leaked now. Of course, now it's leaked. And like, it's you can hear his voice in the background. You don't see it. He's getting out of a truck with his buddies. And he's like, yeah, like when you're famous, he's just joking. You can hear him joke. He's like, oh yeah, you grab her by the pee. Like he says it obviously. And it's creating a large uproar. And when you're on YouTube, you expect to see all these crazy comments. And when I looked down, I saw, like, women commenting and men commenting, and some, you know, negative, some positive. But one of the biggest ones I saw was this really long comment by, like, a woman. And she says, like, oh, I'm a woman. Like, I don't even think it's that big of a deal. Like, he's talking with his friends. Like, it just somehow got recorded. And, like, again, like, she's like, yeah, I'm definitely been guilty of making sexist comments with my friends when I'm talking. And I'm sure, again, I mean, me personally, like, I mean, not necessarily like that. But, like...
Yeah, not to that extent.
But, like, again, this guy is not me. But, like, when you're with your friends, you definitely say stuff you don't want, like, other people to hear. So, like, when you hear something like this, of course, you being a female, I'm sure it definitely hits you harder than it's gonna hit me.
Yeah, it's definitely... Like, when I found out about it, there was a lot going on, and I just kind of... Like, I got the notification on my phone, oh, like... more Trump comments. And of course, like, my initial reaction is like, what does he have to say this
time? Exactly, of course, because that's what we hear about.
He's always, like, at this point, we're all desensitized to his crazy comments.
I think so.
But, and we're almost expecting, like, what is he going to say next? But definitely, when I actually, like, you know, saw or, like, read and listened to the full, like, transcript of what he said, it was definitely alarming. Not because, like... It's nothing we all haven't heard before. That's the thing. But I think coming from someone like that, I think the main problem is that people are, they hear it from some, like, a political figure or, like, someone that they see as, like, important or higher up.
Someone who they already dislike, though, I think is a big thing.
Oh, true. It's like, they're looking for another reason
to, like, hate on this person.
Yeah. And I mean, it's too bad that it's, like, this didn't happen a while ago.
Well, I know, seriously.
Back when we had some more qualified candidates.
No, I know.
Of course, it's happening now, right before.
Okay, election time. I got a month till you can vote.
Yeah, and then, Trump did this, Hillary did that.
Yeah, but it's crazy. So again, like, of course, there's a standard he's held to. He's, you know, believe it or not, he's held to some kind of higher standard because he's, you know, one of two people about to become president of the United States.
But yeah, I think it's just people aren't expecting, like, we all know that we all kind of, in some ways, think and act and talk the same.
Inappropriately. But
hearing it from someone like that is a shock, I feel like.
Yeah, but to an extent, you're right. You're definitely right. You're not wrong. But someone I saw, you know, a colleague of mine from back home, he posted online and he said, you know, he acknowledged the fact that, yes, Donald Trump is, in fact, you know, he's a figurehead for us right now because he's running for president. And when he says, like, well, what's stopping, you know, why aren't people making uproar when they hear other figureheads in our country, such as, like, you know, rappers who have a huge influence on our society, not just rappers, but musicians in general, artists.
Yeah.
That say way worse things in their song.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I didn't even think about that. I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, if you opened up my iPod, I'm sure you could find my iPhone. The music section on the iPhone. Yeah, seriously, iPhone is so, like, it's extinct almost. But again...
extinct.
Honestly.
Who has an iPod?
I don't know.
But actually, I still have mine just for, like, memory's sake.
I haven't touched it at all. I haven't used it in years.
Yeah, I haven't used it in a minute.
But anyway, so I think about that. I'm like, I never even crossed my mind that, like, hey, like, there's music, like, artists and people all over the world that, you know, make bank off of their derogatory and a lot of the times, you know, they're very sexist comments in the songs.
For sure. it's
extremely sexist, like, the majority of the time, like, towards women.
Yeah, and, like, even, like, it's all set up to be sexist toward women, like the music video.
No, of course.
What the women are wearing.
Even
the
whether or not it's a female or a male, you know, or a musician or artist, like, yeah, you look at the music videos and it's very, like, you know, these women in there, you know, they're they're very exploited for their bodies.
And yeah, of course, the women themselves, it's not just like the men. You're right. Like the women do it to themselves too. Like,
well, just the other day in club, we watched a Beyonce music video. And again, like she and her, you know, her backup dancers, the backup singers, or the backup characters in her music video, all, you know, they're there again because of the way they look.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like...
It's like all appearance-based.
Yeah, exactly, precisely. And again, of course, her lyrics aren't necessarily going to, you know, she's not talking, singing about or rapping about, you know, sexist. She's not making sexist comments towards women. But then you see these other music videos, you know, of course, like, one of the ones that I remember went over in middle school, this topic came up, it was a song, it was My Chick Bad.
Oh. And, the Ludacris.
Yeah. The My Chick, like, Nicki Minaj is in it. But it's like, and
that chick do stuff.
Yeah, the chick wish she could. Wish she yeah, could. it's like,
what is classic.
It? Yeah, it's a popular song. Like, if I heard it, I'm getting into it. But again, like,
jamming out.
But those are the prime example of like what could be viewed like even more so than Donald Trump messing around with his buddies making a dumb comment. That again, like, you know, yeah, I definitely don't condone going up to a woman and grabbing her by the pee at all. Like that's not an act you do.
Gentlemen, I don't recommend
that.
No,
yeah, don't condone that at all.
When you're getting to know.
Yeah, don't just start grabbing women just because you think you're famous and just, like, not going to work out for you.
Like, but, hey, nice to meet you.
That's a handshake?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's so bad.
Oh, God.
But like the Ludacris song, it's like, it's all white belt. There's that one lyric, he's like, all white top, all white belt, all white jeans, body looking like milk. And it's just like, I just remember that. It's just, it's so funny to me.
Sing it, Captain Quality.
No, I don't. I didn't, at the time where this song came out, we were going over it in one of my classes, and this is in the eighth grade where we were talking about it. I did never heard the song. And it was popular when I was in eighth grade. I just didn't have a big, you know, I wasn't just like this big mainstream, you know, social media. And, you know, even with popular music, it just wasn't, I didn't really have that big intake at all. So I hear the song, I'm just like, it was this first really glimpse of me being able to hear, like, a popular rap song. And it was just, I listened to it, I'm like, oh my God, like that's like, I can see why they're talking about it. But at the same time, it's like, it's not like it's not clever at all. That's the reason that it's like, not that
it's creative.
Again, it don't, but like the lyrics, like they rhyme, makes sense, but like, yeah, it's creative. Like, that's why it's such a popular song. Again, not
it's catchy,
and it goes again with the P. Yeah, it's super catchy. It is catchy, and like, again, like, not it's again, it's not like Ludacris is going over like to every woman he sees and like, you know, making sexist comments towards her. But like, it's a bit like these artists, they know that like what they're gonna say is it's what's gonna sell.
Exactly, yeah. Even if, like, I feel like if you watch interviews with these people, like, yeah, some of them are a little bit more, like, trashy and, like, vulgar, and, like, that's how they act in real life, too. But most of them, it's, like, they're literally just doing it because it's gonna
an image
sell.
Thing. Well, it's, like, Drake.
Yeah. It's, like, they're putting Drake's not a trashy, popular out there.
Drake is not a trashy, you know, born in the hood, ghetto guy. He's not.
Yeah, not at all.
The guy was on Degrassi.
Yeah.
Like, he's a child actor. He's on Degrassi. Like, the guy, like, I remember, like, when that Starter from the Bottom came out. Everyone's like, the guy was a child actor. He was on Degrassi.
It's like, you didn't start from the bottom. Like, what bottom did you start?
Exactly. It's like, hey, but that song was so popular, though.
Yeah.
Super popular song. Because, I mean, whether or not it was a, like, he was trying, I mean, of course he was trying to say it about him. But, like, people that know Drake, I mean, again, not that I'm not even a big Drake fan. Like, I couldn't tell you all about Drake. But I know that, like, he didn't necessarily have a crazy rough start. I wouldn't call a start from the bottom at all.
Yeah, he started from...
He had a good little start.
He had a head start.
he had a head start.
With no, all for sure. These people.
And again, there's nothing wrong with it. Like, he took advantage of what he had, like, of the talent he had. Got to get him into child acting, you know, youth acting. And of course, now he's one of the biggest names in the world right now.
Drake.
No, of course, that. Yeah, Drake. No, of course, you know what you're talking about. He makes songs, pop song, top 40 songs, like hardcore, more hard... rap songs, I guess you would say. I wouldn't necessarily call it hardcore at
all. He's very, like, versatile.
He's broad.
Yeah, you can see him on every type of,
like, also I'll go on SoundCloud here, but yeah, he takes advantage of it. He's so, it's one of the very few things, whether or not you like his music, like, it's
genre bender.
Yeah, he's smart.
Oh yeah,
he's a smart guy. It's just like Kanye West. You know, of course, and like, and I remember watching the Started from the Bottom thing. I was like, yeah, that reminds me more of like Eminem had more of a Start from the Bottom.
Oh, yeah.
But that guy was like, he was in a box.
Was it 6 Mile?
8 Mile.
8 Mile.
Like, you 8 Mile. Didn't 6 Mile?
That's what it was.
Oh my God.
I don't know why the 6 was just.
So, right, you know, 8 Mile, you know, in Michigan.
Yeah, 8 Mile.
But anyway, but again, like, it just, I'm going a little sidetrack. I love it, though. I love it. It's funny.
Mom spaghetti. He's nervous.
Oh my
Best
God.
Best line, the mom spaghetti.
Mom's sweater.
I don't know. Yeah.
Did this vomit on a sweater Whatever. Already? Mom spaghetti. Spaghetti. Oh my God. That's your favorite part?
I love it. Yeah, it's just so funny.
That's like. But anyway, but that goes back. It's spaghetti. Like, yeah, I mean, for him necessarily, for, you know, Marshall Mathers and Eminem, not necessarily a front. He's just one of the very few rappers with just this unbelievable raw talent. That's why he's so like,
oh yeah,
just driving this raw talent. He's one of the best rappers ever was, I feel like.
Oh, for sure. And not, again, people not give him enough credit.
Not that I'm some so hardcore good. Music genius expert. Not that I know this music history, but like I hear the story of this guy. I hear how popular he is. This guy's 40 years old now.
Yeah, which is old. Kind of hard to believe. Like, yeah. I'll look at his age. I'm like, what? Like, where did all this time go? But he's still got it.
I'm Slim Shady, and I don't think all the old school stuff, all the funny stuff, all the like
all you other Slim Shadys are just imitating.
What's the real Slim Shady? It's like, and yeah, all the he has some funny, like, ironic songs about how, like, and like he was one of the, he just had this raw ability, and I just thought, like, regardless of race, regardless of anything, like, he was just a talented guy.
Yeah,
who literally had nothing going for him.
So he had nothing.
And that example, like. I don't hear a lot of stuff about him, but like his music, I don't see, like, I don't, a lot of it, I don't hear as, like, you don't hear a lot of sexist comments, I feel like, coming from a guy like him.
Yeah, I feel like there was like one album that was like super kind of controversial, but because I think it was talking about like beating his ex, but I don't know if this is true.
I know that,
but there was one that was like a little bit more.
Well, yeah, it caused more of an uproar.
Yeah, but for the most part, like, his lyrics, like, if you listen,
he's more of an emotional artist. Yeah. If you talk about, like, just him himself, like, that's why he's so popular.
Yeah, it's like more like he's smart. He's not just like saying the same old generic, like.
Yeah, he's not. And, like, when he talks about he's one of the very few. It's like he's rapping about himself. Like, he's not. Yeah, just said that the leaves. Like, he's not rapping about how much pot he smokes at all.
Yeah,
you know, he's not rapping about how high he's gonna get. You know, he's not.
But like in the studio.
Yeah.
High on some leaves.
Oh
and
my God.
Drinking some juice.
No, it's true. Like, I can't prove whether or not he does or not. I don't. I could care less, of course. I'm pretty sure. No, I'm pretty sure he's clean. By the way, I'm pretty sure I read someone. He's one of the very few who's actually just like straight edge.
Oh.
See, well, he's dealt with a lot of drugs in his life. It was mother, his wife. I mean,
the drug abuse.
Yeah, so I feel like he's,
if
definitely,
you're around that,
he's a clean guy. I'm pretty sure I read something. He's like a very clean, straight edge guy. So that's what. So he's able to. He's had these experiences with like loved ones in his family. His wife was a huge one. His wife was a drug abuser.
Oh my God, I did not know that.
No, yeah, of course. Yeah,
learn something new every day.
He raps about it.
Oh my.
And that's about his daughters and his wife.
I think
wife,
I need
yeah.
a refresh. Oh, yes. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, he brings up his daughters, too. That was actually kind of sad. Yeah, I was like, oh.
Was that one song where, I'm trying to think of what it's called.
Yeah,
it's
can't remember the exact lyrics.
Mama,
but
I know. It's on the tip of my tongue. I know you're sad. Like, daddy's gone. Mama's on the, like, mama's always on the news. Daddy's, like, mama's always, like, something. Daddy's always on the news.
Yeah, like,
I'm just
and
a rolling stone, like a Rolling Stone.
Yeah.
Mama. Oh, he goes like, daddy was a Rolling Stone and mama was developing a habit or something.
Something like that. And yeah. He like says his daughter's name in it too. Like,
hey, I know you miss your mom. I know you miss your dad, but I'm gone. I'm trying to give you the life that I never had. It's Haley's.
Yeah.
It's Haley.
So sad.
Yeah. But like he makes these references to his daughters and like, it's awesome. I have a lot of Eminem songs. But not again. I know people that can just like go back and like name all his albums and all his history. Again, that's not me. But yeah. Again, he's again not a guy. He's a guy. This epic, popular guy, legendary in that industry, had way ahead of everyone. And like, he's not, making these, quote unquote sexist comments. It's just like a big double standard. Like you said earlier, like a lot of these guys aren't gonna go out and do these things they rap about. They just like it's for the money.
Yeah, it's just for show.
So like it kind of parallel to like the Donald Trump type situation. Again, like he's got a lot of stuff he says. He says a lot of things, But for this, for this example right here, just kind of like got to me, like, because it was, especially when I heard it was a clip from so long ago with him and his buddies just talking. It was a privately filmed clip. It's not like he was on an interview. It's not like it's like,
yeah,
it was like,
he, that's, yeah, I do have to say,
it'd like, it'd be like if I was on the field,
he wasn't just like saying that like at a debate, like it's like he, no, it's like, was it, saying it just got that in the up, privacy like,
someone,
of his friends.
Yeah, someone just brought it. It was like the whole Donald Sterling thing from a couple of years ago.
Oh my god!
Not that I agree with the Donald. I mean, I'm a huge Clipper fan. I hated Donald Sterling before, that terrible owner. this old guy, this cheap old guy. I didn't like him at all. But I'm a huge Clippers guy, and I heard the Donald Sterling thing. It caused a big outrage. It was huge. It was a big deal. But then I thought to myself, like, I mean. And Mark Cuban even said the same thing, owner of the Dallas Mavericks, a billionaire, Mark Cuban. He said, like, I don't agree with a word Donald Sterling said, but, like, he has, like, there's nothing wrong with what he said. Like, he has the right to say it.
Yeah. Have the right.
It was a recorded conversation.
Yeah, and, like, it goes to show, like, you can't really control what anyone says.
You can't. Like people
are
going to
say, you might never know what certain people say. It's just... those people get caught and put on blast because they get recorded.
And he's already got this huge background of like and dislike, you know, Donald Trump.
Yeah.
So, of course, someone like this, again, not saying that every like guy should go around grabbing girls. Like, that's not what I'm saying. I'm not condoning that whatsoever.
Not at
and
all.
I think DJ Ro could have my back on that for sure. Yeah.
Well, that's please don't.
No, I think she's got my back. That's not what, you know, over Captain Quality's saying at all. What I'm saying is like...
we do not endorse this.
No, of course, they shouldn't. But, like, everyone says, I'm sure even girls, they say stuff that they wouldn't want recorded.
Oh, yeah. You go to, like, a girl's sleepover, like, I mean.
Like a slumber party.
Yeah, slumber parties. But, yeah, like, we all, as people, like, we're going to say stuff in, like, the privacy and, like, comfort and, like, zone of being with our friends,
yeah,
and being
with
our
buddies.
Yeah,
you're having your fun.
Yeah.
Like, it's whatever. Like, it's not a big...
And, like, they were saying locker room talk, and, like, some athletes took offense to that. But if you, like...
I've heard some pretty gnarly, as an athlete.
Yeah, like, people
not necessarily,
say
no,
stuff
no one's going
in locker
rooms. No one's going in there and being like, hey, like, bash on girls. Like, oh, yeah, I just, like, did this to this girl. Like, no, that's not necessarily what's, like, going to be said. But, like, stuff of
it's
that
unpredictable.
Talk. Stuff you're going to talk about in the locker room and stuff you're not necessarily going to talk about outside the locker room. That's why it's called locker room talk.
Yeah, exactly. Like, stuff you're going to talk about in the locker room with your friends, whatever. Like,
I've heard some pretty crazy things said in the locker room, but it's like, it's stuff that's, again, not going to be said outside the locker room. You're with your teammates, you're with your buddies. I'm sure it happens in the girls' locker rooms, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's got to. And I saw a lot of athletes, like, taking offense to that, and you can say you don't agree with it, of course. Like, you don't have to.
Yeah,
not that I agree with what's being said, but, like, tell me honestly if you've never said anything
you wouldn't
want broadcasted.
Yeah, like
in a locker room.
All the athletes out there, like, there's no way, there's nothing that's being said in the locker room that, you know, you may not want.
Like, there's stuff, there's,
to hear,
there's stuff that I've been with my friends just joking around where, like, if taken out of context, if someone just videotaped that one line out of context and exploited it and, like, you know, quote unquote leaked it, like, it would definitely cause an uproar just because it's me joking around with my buddies.
Yeah.
But, like, and out of context, me messing around, it's like, of course, I don't feel that
and
way.
And anything, like, if you
joke.
Take a statement I say to my friends, like, if we're just chilling at their house, like, all girls hanging out, like, just talking about stuff, it can just be completely taken
like nonsense,
a different way.
So would you, like, in this circumstance, of course, this Trump and the sexist comment is just kind of like, would you consider this another example of just kind of, like, oversensitive? Like, again, not condoning the action of what he's saying. But this specific example, just kind of, you know, leaked footage, you know, whatever, he's with his friends, privacy. This should not be what people are focusing on right now in this presidential
debate. Yeah, at this point, it should not be a focus because you can dig up all types of dirt on either candidate, and it's like, it's just going
to
be the same
stuff.
You
can dig up types of dirt
on anyone.
Like,
right now, we just need
to
focus
on... if you really want to get dirt on anyone. If they
everyone has
dirt on Obama, they could. Like, I mean, he's a great guy, from what I could see, but I'm sure, like, he's got... I'm sure, like... when Obama was with his buddies when he was younger, he probably said something you wouldn't want people to hear.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna
we all have skeletons.
I'm not gonna hate Obama because he said something like with his buddies. Like, I'm not gonna bash on Obama at all.
Yeah, like it's just, and it happened a while ago. That's the other. At first, when I first got the notification about what had happened, I was like, oh, did this just happen? But that happened a while ago. Like, I think it, what was it, 10 years ago?
It was a while. I think it was 10 or 11 years ago.
Yeah. So like. Yeah, you know, he was still, like, a grown-ass man, but, like...
No, of course,
and he shouldn't
right.
have said that, but, like, it is that him saying that, like, he's moved on from it. Even his wife came out and made a statement, like, I think she was pregnant with their child at the time. Oh my God. But, like, she was like, yeah, like, I didn't appreciate that either. It was disrespectful, but I forgive him. I hope all of you do too.
Yeah,
it's like,
I thought that's a huge thing.
It happened. That's big. That's he a big did thing it. It really doesn't affect like the campaign now. It's over. There are other things to worry about, like policies and stuff with both candidates.
And I'm glad we could talk about that for a little bit, because this last little tinker of time I want to bring up are 2016 yes. Halloween costumes. And again, this, I saw all these Halloween costumes, and this just literally sums up 2016 in a nutshell. The most popular 2016 Halloween costumes right now: Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton.
Oh, of course.
Harambe, the gorilla.
Oh,
which is
no.
ridiculous. Like, that
I
was so
can't
popular.
Believe it.
I can't believe that was so popular.
I don't. It's like, so people it's write so it everywhere. Like, R.I.P. Harambe. I'm just like,
so
okay,
yeah, like,
guys.
Yeah,
like,
go back in time to May and ask who Harambe was, and you think we're going to come crazy. There's a sexy Harambe costume.
Oh,
for girls.
I want to know what that looks like exactly.
It's like picture a sexy lion costume just with black fur, like the gorilla fur.
That's interesting.
I think it may or may not come with a fake banana.
Ideas, Pinterest.
Oh my God. I think someone's a banana, someone's a
Harambe.
Well, they had one where the Harambe is holding a cage with a person inside of it.
Oh God.
And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, no. I think the whole Harambe.
People are digging this too far.
I think the whole Harambe joke thing is so dumb.
Yeah, it's at this point, even if it was funny to some people for a moment in time, the time has come and gone, people. Harambe is dead. That's very unfortunate, but like, we got to put this to rest.
It was either, I mean, again, but God forbid, it was like the kid died.
Yeah, exactly.
And people are like, oh, blame the parent. I'm like, I defy you to tell me a time where you were in the mall or somewhere
yeah,
and you ran away and got away from your parents. Like, I guarantee every kid's done that. And this just happens to be an instance where, if anything, you like, how does a kid fall into a pit? Like, you gotta have those things blocked off, or a little kid can't fall in there.
Yeah, like, what is happening?
People
at the
are like,
zoo?
Yeah, this kid's mom is to blame for this. You tell me, every little kid has ran away, like in the mall, or gotten lost at like a park or something from their parent.
Yeah,
it happens
to everyone.
It just happened
yeah.
happened in, like in a zoo where I mean,
where he fell into a gorilla.
Where he fell into a gorilla pit. Yeah, seriously, which is crazy. You have to, I mean, in that case, especially when the gorilla like, grabs the kid, like people are like, oh, he was going to take care of it. I'm like, you can't prove that. It's a gorilla.
Yeah.
If a gorilla wanted to break me in half, it could do it no problem.
Oh, yeah.
Like, gorillas
a gorilla
are the strongest,
could throw me
strongest
across.
Smaller, that's the thing. People understand. Monkeys are so strong. These primates, my dad was always fascinated by them. My dad, he always fascinated by monkeys. He had longer arms growing up. He called them orangutan arms. So he always, like, he knew about monkeys and stuff. I remember when I was little, he would tell me, monkeys, like an orangutan could, like, pick up, like, a grown man, throw him. And orangutans are, like, they're 4 or 3 feet tall.
Oh, God.
They're little. They're strong.
Yeah.
And a gorilla is gigantic.
Oh, yeah. A gorilla is huge.
So, like, a gorilla
King
can,
Kong?
Like, okay, King Kong.
Well, not King Kong.
I know. But, like, again, like, yeah, I don't know what you mean. Like, you know what I mean? Like, a gorilla, like, they're gigantic.
Yeah, I'd be scared for my life if I was in there.
You have to put it down.
Yeah. Like, you can't chance it.
If you trank it. It gives it enough time to piss it off and then possibly hurt. That gorilla could kill a kid in an instant.
I know, he could have died or.
And that's the bigger thing.
Injured,
like again,
it's
a gorilla.
Kid.
I know, but like, would you rather have like a 3-year-old kid, a little kid, like lose its life?
Yeah, and I feel like this was way too blown up because, of course, like I think there was a lion that they were like poaching this like famous lion in Africa.
I saw that.
That was awful. It's like that's in the wild.
That's what should be.
You're going out and killing
that
it.
That should be the bigger target. Like
yeah.
The bigger target conversation. Like
yeah, it should be R.I.P. I don't even
lion.
Know the lion's
yeah, the
name.
Lion. Anyway, so the costumes, Harambe, sexy Harambe. And for those of you, I'm sure you there's nobody you don't know. This past summer, Pokemon Go came out, took over the entire country.
Oh yeah,
Pokemon,
it took it by storm.
Me as a Pokemon fan I was super stoked. But that was a huge pivotal part of 2016, with the biggest apps ever. Now it was just it was insane. So
you could
popular.
Find everyone playing Pokemon
Go
everywhere.
Oh my God, it's huge. But anyway, so on that subject, Pikachu is one of the costumes I saw. It's just like a Pikachu T-shirt with the little
that's
ears.
That's kind
of
cute though.
And there's a sexy Pikachu option.
Of course. Oh God, of course.
And I was a big fan of that personally. That's like a double thing for me. Like
the Pikachu,
the Pikachu,
and
the sexy
Pikachu.
Yeah. So So that was kind of cool to see. The next one, Harley Quinn from Suicide Squad. The Joker's, you know,
I don't even want to know how many Harley Quinns and Jokers exactly. I'm going to see.
The Joker's the next one. The Joker's the next one. So again, I'm out for Halloween in a few weeks. I was thinking that there's going to be a ton. They told me to drink again about it. Like, yeah, drink for.
This
is funny.
I'm ready.
Take a shot for how many Harley Quinns you see on Halloween, and two shots for how many girls shouldn't be dressed up as Harley Quinn for Halloween. And I thought that that's so messed up. I thought it was so funny.
About to get slothed with that game.
I know.
Oh gosh.
Seriously, but like, I thought it was funny because like, yeah, there's definitely gonna be a ton of girls.
And they're all gonna think they're original. Like, I'm gonna be the Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn. And there's gonna be like 1,000 of them, like 100, like a billion of like these little Harley Quinns running around. So, and every boyfriend and girlfriend who's a fan enough of the movie or of DC. It's gonna be Joker and Harley Quinn, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, Joker. Harley Quinn.
The couple called.
It's gonna happen. I guarantee you see at least two sets of them at school. I guarantee it.
We'll be back, guys.
We'll talk about
and
it.
And we'll talk about this.
We'll talk about the costumes. So the next one is we got Joker, little kid costumes. They did have these two little kid ones on the. Even though they're like talking more adult costumes, it was Dory and Nemo. Finding Dory.
Came out. Like
13 years in the making. You know, from Finding Nemo.
Oh my god, I totally...
Nemo came out in November of 03.
I feel old.
I was in second grade when it came out.
You were little.
We were both in second grade when it came out. So that was two, and that's cute, just because like, you told me little kids running around, the little funny Nemo,
little
funny Dory.
Dory and Finding
Nemo. It was adorable. The next one is Gene Wilder, who you may know as the original Willy Wonka, who just died.
Because he died this year.
A month ago.
His costume
was up there. As a look at the original Willy Wonka costume.
My eye is twitching, guys.
No worries. So he was one of the top costumes. And the last top costume, again, another member of a big famous guy who died this year, huge, you know, model in the music world, was Prince.
Oh.
Died back this past spring. Prince was a good costume. So it's
totally everything except the Harley Quinn and Joker. Don't do it, people.
Oh my god, it's gonna be creative. Funny. But again, like it sums up 2016 in a nutshell. These Halloween costumes, like,
and don't be a sexy Harambe.
Oh my god, please! I hope I do not see a sexy.
Actually,
Harambe.
That'd be kind of funny to see though. Like, okay, that's interesting.
I'd rather see the Harley Quinn than the sexy Harambe.
That's true.
I'm just so done with the Harambe. But anyway, so I thought it was kind of interesting how those costumes were the top ones, and they sum up 2016 with Trump, Hillary, Harambe meme, Pokemon Go, Suicide Squad, you know, Finding Dory, and of course the passing of Gene Wilder and Prince were two big deaths this year in 2016. So I thought those costumes were pretty neat. So right now, guys, I want to thank you for tuning in to My Two Cents with Captain Quality, and this specific show was featuring DJ Royal.
Had
a great night. I'm glad we get you guys to listen and talk about these topics. It was actually great stuff to talk about. A lot of fun, very diverse topic stream. So before we go, DJ Royal, anyone you want to shout out really quick?
Oh, real quick, I want to shout out my sister. It's her birthday tomorrow.
I thought you were going to say today, and I was about to freak out. I was like, wait, we just went over birthdays.
Not today, but tomorrow. She's going to be 19.
And she's over at LMU?
LMU. Right. 19 never looked so good.
Congrats.
I wish I could be there with her, but you know, I have class. And
well, happy birthday to DJ Royal's younger sister.
Yeah. I don't know what to call her.
Huh?
I'll just say Emily. Yeah. Her name's Emily.
Emily Royal.
Emily Royal.
Emily DJ Royal. I love it. So shout out to Emily, you know, DJ Royal's younger sister. And I've been asked to give a quick shout out to two of my teammates, Austin Sacker and Terrence Cavanaugh. They've been texting me throughout the show. As for shout outs, I should have given one earlier, but shout out to those two. You guys better be listening. And just an upcoming weekend before I head off. Tomorrow, girls volleyball. You know, tomorrow night, last home game for October.
Be there, people.
Anyone local Dominican, local Center Fell or North Bay area, come by. You will be in the presence of Captain Quality. I will be there.
You might DJ Royal might
DJ
make an
Royal,
appearance
you
real
make
quick.
An appearance, DJ Royal? You should, I think you should. I'll be there. Regardless, this Friday, men's women's soccer against NDNU, this Friday, home games. And then this Saturday, most importantly, Dominican men's lacrosse takes on San Jose State at home at 3:00 on Saturday. Come out and support your Dominican Penguins. And I promise you, you come out to that lacrosse game and we will
support Dominican
athletics. We are going to dominate San Jose State. I'm saying that right now on the air, you know, public statement.
San Jose State
better come ready, and they better. I mean, they're going to get them. We're going to demolish them. Fair enough. As all as I can say, they should not be coming in with high hopes at all. And that's a guarantee to anyone listening, and anyone who is a fan of San Jose State or Dominican, come out to the game. It's going to be a bloodbath. You're going to watch. you're going to come watch a show. All right, come out, support Dominican lacrosse. Come out to volleyball and soccer. Let's hope those guys, you know, have some nice blowouts themselves. Shout out to DJ Goody, because we'll probably see her in a little bit on our Target run.
Oh, DJ Goody works at Target.
So hopefully we see her
She's
in a little
the plug.
Bit. The plug.
Also,
oh my God.
There's another DJ that also works at Target, but
DJ One Up.
Yes, DJ One Up works at the Starbucks
and Target.
I'm making
mean frap last week.
So yeah.
So shout out to those two. Let's hope we see you two in a little bit. Me and DJ Royal are gonna head over there. Guys, thanks for listening in. It's been a great night. It's Wednesday. You're listening to Payment Radio at radio.dominican.edu. I'm Captain Quality, and this has been My Two Cents featuring DJ Royal. Good night, and see you next week, same time, 8 to 9.
Oh, yeah. Walking up on the ceiling, dancing up on the wall. You and that drug you're dealing should be against the law.